So are we still in what would be the creation point in this universe?
The creation point? Yeah, we're in the midst of creation. We're actually kind of the universe is actually fairly young. As it says in the eternal lives, the universe is like a child, kind of. And it feels alone because it doesn't know if anything else is out there. And this is the way it is with us as a race. We look out in space and we wonder, is there anybody else out there? We haven't had definite proof of UFOs yet, some evidence and everything, but we don't know for sure. We've been searching the stars for messages with the SETI program, haven't found a thing. We searched thousands of star systems and haven't found a broadcast yet. And there are all kind of theories about this. One theory is that there's not very many planets that are like Earth that can house intelligent life. Another theory is that the planet Earth is 4.5 billion years old, and we've only had communication systems for a little over 100 years or so. So we're not even that long.
Maybe we're not in the right
frequency. Right. So maybe we have our form of communication for 100, 200 years, and then we switch to something else entirely foreign. So maybe out of like 4.5 billion years, it's like a snap of a finger, the type of communication system we use now. So maybe we're scanning the skies. This is one of the theories. Maybe we're scanning the skies looking for life form sending out radio-type broadcasts when the evolved people don't even use it. Maybe they just use their mind. Maybe they don't need radios. But so that's one theory. Another theory is that after about 100 years or so after people develop communication systems, they blow themselves up with atomic weapons, and then they got to start all over again. And that theory goes that, well, maybe it's very difficult for civilization after they develop atomic weapons to survive very long after that. And that's a case. Say the average planet is 4.5 billion years old. It's less than a snap of a finger in planetary time that civilized man would even be there. So that's another theory, is that maybe there's lots of civilizations come and gone, but over a period of 1 million years, look how many times our civilization could have risen and fallen with the state that we are now, which has only been the last 100 years that we've had much technology. Okay, so there's a lot of theories on that. Another theory, and this is where I kind of lean towards, is that the Earth itself is a seed planet. Is that it is seeded, this galaxy, this part of the galaxy. And there's just a handful of planets like the Earth that have been seeded in the physical realm. Now, in the non-physical realm, in the higher etheric and the astral and the mental planes, there's a lot of life on a lot of different planets. But on the physical plane, I think life like we have is rare. And in many of these star systems where they do have life, it has not evolved to where we are. Because something exceptional happened to human beings here, is that the masters, the highly evolved souls that came here from other planets, saw that the humanity would take a very long time to establish a high state of civilization if they weren't helped. So they came and assisted and stimulated our mental development. And DK tells us that if they hadn't done this 18 million years ago, was the time period, he says if they hadn't done this, humanity would be like Aborigine tribes today, would be the highest of humanity if they hadn't done this stimulation. So that tells us it's quite possible that on a lot of these other planets where we're trying to get these signals from, that you have like tribal living as the highest that they've evolved to, because maybe they weren't helped the way we are. Yet I do believe there's a handful that have evolved beyond us. And in past solar systems, there's been a lot of beings that evolved to be almost gods compared to us. And in the scriptures, it calls these beings the Elohim. Yeah.
I think, isn't you right to say that another thing that really affected us is the fact that we can see the stars?
Right. On a lot of different planets where there is life, they can't see the stars because there's so much cloud cover on them. Well, look at even in our solar system. If you were on the surface of Venus, you wouldn't be able to see the stars. If you're on the surface of Titan, which has an atmosphere, you wouldn't be able to see above it. If you're in Jupiter or Saturn or Neptune or Uranus, there's anyone on the surface of any life form that's down there wouldn't be able to see the stars, whatever life form might develop there. So yeah, on many of these other planets, you can't see the stars, and by looking up and seeing the stars, it stimulates the intelligence of man in a way that most people don't really think of. That we look up, we see the sun, moon, the stars, and it makes us dream, and it makes us... As a matter of fact, stars are even a representative of imagination in humanity. Yeah, somebody had a question. Who was it?
I was just going to say another thing that contributes to that is where we're located within the universe itself. We're on the outer skirts of the universe or away from the dense center where there's so much light. And,
yeah.
You know, everything's so compact that, you know, the light, the brightness of the light just makes it obscures.
Yeah, it's very interesting the fact that scientists have tabulated all the things that could have been different that would have meant that life would not have evolved here. One, if our planet, our solar system was closer to the center of the galaxy, the stars would be much closer together, and it would only have been a matter of time before we were destroyed by some cosmic planet or a big asteroid of some type, because there's a lot more debris as you get closer to the center of the galaxy. It would be interesting to live in the center of the galaxy. If you were on one of those star systems there and it had life and you looked up, there would be no night. It'd be light at all times because you'd look up and there would be thousands of stars lighting up the sky. It would be an interesting place to live. So it's interesting, if we live closer to the center of the galaxy, we wouldn't even be able to study the stars because we wouldn't have the night the way that we have here. We live in a really great place in the fact that we live on the edge of the galaxy, so we can see outside of the galaxy. If we live closer in, we wouldn't even be able to know that there were more galaxies out there. If we lived on a planet that had a lot of cloud cover, we wouldn't even know there's stars out there. But as it is, we can see the stars, we can see other galaxies because we're on the edge, and we live just in the right place in the galaxy so we don't get destroyed by otherworldly planetoids of some type that have come crashing into us and destroy life just as it's starting. The second thing that protects us is we have Jupiter and Saturn, especially Jupiter, that protects us. We have our solar system, Earth is here, and out here we have Jupiter, and we have a lot of comets and asteroids and large particles coming into our solar system, and Jupiter takes it first. It takes the heat from us. So do you remember there was a comet that crashed into Jupiter several years ago. I can't remember the name of it, but it was a really big deal. Scientists watched that crash into Jupiter. Now, if Jupiter hadn't been there, we might have been the target of it.
But, Goldilocks.
Right. But Jupiter absorbs a lot of things coming into our solar system that strike it, and it's like our big brother that's sitting there protecting us. So if Jupiter wasn't right where it is, asteroids wouldn't have only wiped out the dinosaurs. They would have come here a lot of times since then and kept us from developing. Okay, the third thing is the moon. They say if the moon wasn't right where it is and the size of it as it is, matter of fact, in relation to the Earth, our moon is much bigger than the moons of other planets in the solar system. So the moon is just in the right place with the right amount of gravity to produce the tides and the effects and everything, so that life can develop here. And there's a lot of theories written as to why the moon being exactly where it is and how big it is. Without this, a lot of scientists say we wouldn't have had life develop here on the Earth. There's another really interesting fact about the moon that I haven't really seen scientists talk about, but I find fascinating, is that when you look in the sky, even though the sun and the moon are, sun is definitely a lot bigger than the moon, but because the sun is farther away, in the sky, they're exactly the same size. And what's the chances of that happening? So when there's a solar eclipse, the moon goes over the sun, and it's exactly the same size, almost like somebody came and put it there at that distance so it would be just exactly the same size as the sun. You know, it's a just a really fascinating coincidence that you would think couldn't have happened unless somebody kind of engineered that. But there's many interesting things about where we are. It almost looks like we have been, a bunch of engineers came to our solar system, arranged everything just right so life could develop on this planet. And I believe myself the universe is young, and we are part of the young universe, and part of our destiny is to go out into the universe and organize it and take a lot of these planets that are incapable of sustaining physical life and terraforming them. Anyone know what the word terraform means? I bet you know, don't you?
Form worlds, create
right.
Earth.
Right. It means to take a planet and to change the composition and atmosphere of it so it can sustain life. And that's what kind of a lot of people think the gods of the Bible did in the beginning. They came here and terraformed the earth so they could create and sustain life. Now, we started with the principle of duality, and you can see where once you start talking about a principle, it can lead to just all kinds of things. If you understand one principle, it can lead you to hundreds of facts, a lot of different ideas, a lot of things to talk about.